a change man. I'm a change man. I'm a change man. I'm a change man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a change man. I'm a change man. I'm a change man. I'm a change man.
Yo. Look into my eyes and you can see clearly. The change is evident cause the Lord said fear me. So that's exactly what I did. My vision has been done by his son. With wisdom he made the changes. Healing river flowing throughout all of my abrasions. He made this man whole. Entire world in my hand wasn't enough to satisfy my soul. Yeah, and that's just keeping it real. Not selling out for a deal and keeping these lips sealed. Nope, nope. Cause it's truth to be said. He spoke lots of these dry bones and brought me back from the dead. More than just a story, cause stories can't be false. This my testimony, I'm married in by the cross. The details are too many, too heavy, some ain't ready. We focus on distractions that are way too petty. Man, at least I know that I did. Distracted by so many things, I was a man dividing. Pulled in every direction, my character abysmal. Lack of purpose in the mirror, watching this kid grow. Yeah. Into the man I was, the difference, Jesus, the cure, the blood. His grace is sufficient, he is on a mission. Jesus is the answer, he's the great physician.
Look into my eyes. I'm a change man, I'm a change man, I'm a change man, I'm a change man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a change man, I'm a change man.
Change. Love, joy, peace, patience. That's the fruits of the spirit that keep you from gazing. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, implementation. Qualities I on my list of anticipations. Gentleness, self-control, armor of God, those weapons are bold. Seeking to be a better man as I stand. Plus God has given me grace to feel as I change in hand. In the venison, he changes plans. He adapts to the free will of this people to help to shape the lands. Iron sharpens iron, take a stand. Cause the call on each household is to mimic God's original plan. So I told myself to be a man. But the more I progress in life, it's hard to take a stance. Posture and technique both are not advanced. And I keep telling myself I think I can. Then I knew it, so I took a chance. My current plea is to let go and let God prepare the way on my journey so I can do my job. Fight those selfish ambitions and all the many-eyed. Generational curses, man, please leave them abroad. So I left it alone. Don't want a spirit like Pharaoh, grow a heart of stone. But like Stephen with honor when he preached to the people, I'd rather die like a man strong with spiritual features.
When you look into my eyes, I'm a change man. I'm a change man. I'm a change man. I'm a change man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a change man. When you look into my eyes,
when you look at me, you'll see
I'm a change man. I'm a change man. I'm a change man.
Yes, I am.
I'm a change man. When you look into my eyes, I'm a change man. I'm a change man. I'm a change man. I'm a change man.
All right. Good afternoon to my radio listeners. We are back live with 3T Radio. This is your host and train conductor, D. Smith, with Teen Train Talk Radio. I am so excited to be back live with you today. I don't know about you, but today is a good day. And let me tell you why it's a good day, because I woke up. Let me tell you something. That's half the battle. You just getting up. There it is. Everything else is history. It is what you would have it to be. So that's the message I want to give to all the listeners today. Because you woke up today with life in your body, you have a new opportunity to do something that you've never done before. So take advantage of the opportunity. Seize the moment. I'm so excited today, as I am every day. Number one, to be back live with you with 3T Radio. The other part is the show today is going to be off the chain. I'm so excited about what we have going on today and who we have on this show. every time we have guests on the train, it's always an exciting ride. But today's ride is going to be more than exciting. This thing is going to be, you know, we got information that's going to come forth. We got different opinions that's about to happen. We have some of the most anointed, most talented leaders that I personally know. We got people that are authors, business owners, people that are in the business sector, finances, folks, life coaches. We got them all right here on the show today. And today we're going to be talking about leadership, and we're talking about raising the standard in this area of leadership, because as everybody knows, there's a ton of compromise that's going on that's out there. We see it in every area and in every arena, and it's time to raise the standard. And your question may be, who does that start with? Well, here's the answer, you. It starts with you. You raise the standard with yourself first, and we're going to get into that, but before we introduce our special guest today that's on the train, I have a couple quick announcements. Number one, tune in. Parents, sit down, get your kids around the table. Everybody do this, because 3T Radio, this is a family ministry. This is a family, youth and family talk radio, where we share out issues that are relevant to what's happening with the family today. So tune in. You can go right to the website, www.teen-train.org. And then you're going to see this nice little cool radio banner of yours truly on there. What's up, what's up, what's up? Yeah, I got to say it. You're going to see your boy on there. Click on that. And then it's going to take you right to BBS Radio. And then once you go there, you're going to Station 2. And then you have your options to listen to the show. Not only can you listen to the show, you could call in and be an active participant in what's going on today. That call-in number is 888-429-5471. And you can also listen by way of your phone. You know, technology is a beautiful thing. I thank God for it. You could call in at 716-748-0144. So those are ways for you to tune in. Just set it at your radios. I mean, set up at your computer and just get this message today. One other thing I want to do is I want to go ahead and plug the conference, because Teen Train is having a youth leadership, youth and parent conference. And the date for that is Saturday, April the 12th. Mark your calendars, highlight it, underscore it, draw a circle around it, put a dart up by it, whatever you got to do, mark that date off, because this is going to be a day where the standard is going to be raised, and we're doing it together. And so that's going to be at Triton College. Go to the website, register today. We have a power-packed day for you for a low, low price of $25. Tell me, ladies and gentlemen, where could you get this type of stuff for $25? You can't. You go to the food court, you're going to drop $50. So you might as well come on out here and get this knowledge, okay? So make sure you sign up for that, and we'll talk a little bit more about that toward the end of the show. But without further ado, I want to get right to the nitty-gritty. We got, again, some of the most talented people. We have Cicely Wilson that's on the show, and those who have been following 3T Radio, you've heard Cicely before. This sister dropped bombs. She's a certified life coach. She's a counselor, therapist extraordinaire. Don't get her started, y'all. She'll break it down. She will psychoanalyze you. You better hear what I'm saying. We got my girl Tammy Morris back on the scene with a gangster lean. Tammy back in the house. Tammy tore it up first time she showed up. My man Osazi Thompson, the real deal. Holyfield ain't got nothing on my man. This dude's a published author. This brother's a life coach, business owner, father, husband. He's doing it, and he's doing it at a high level. And then last but not least, my man Clark Brantley, and I'm not talking about Clark Kent, but my man is still Superman. Clark on the scene. Clark going to bring the noise. So today's topic is raising the standard, God-centered leadership. What's up to my train riders today? How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Excited. What's up? What's up? What's up? Everybody ready? Everybody ready?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I know that's right. Well, we about to jump right into this thing. So listen here, you all. Leadership is a big, big thing. You hear people talking about it all the time. And because we got so much talent and so much power in the house at one time, we're going to give everybody an opportunity to speak one at a time. That way our listeners can hear you and get your perspective on what's going on. So what we want to do is this. I'm going to start out by asking everybody on the panel, and I'm going to call your name first, and then I'd like for you to go ahead and kind of address this question. The first question I want to know is, what makes a leader a leader? Everybody talking about leadership, come on, you all, you know, we hear it. The teacher's telling kids, you need to be a leader. The parents are telling them, son, daughter, lead. You know, the gang members are telling them to lead, okay? But let's go ahead and define this thing. What makes a leader a leader? Okay, and do we need to raise the standard? So, Cicely, because your name, you know, the first letter on the alphabet, C first, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get started with you, Cicely. Cicely, what makes a leader a leader?
Okay, well, being the meticulous person that I am, before I answer that, you want to have a little housekeeping rules?
Come on now, yeah.
As far as time limit, because we're all...
That's right. Hey, see, I'm glad you said that, girl, because I know you can ride that conversation by yourself. So here it is. All right, so look, Cicely, in the minute and a half, girl.
Gotcha.
I know, so I'm going to put a demand on the anointing in a minute and a half.
Okay.
Tell us what makes a leader a leader. And I'm glad she said that, because I know Cicely and Tammy, too. Well, Tammy ain't no joke. I'll be like, Tammy, would you please, girl, give me a chance? Let me say a word, Tammy. Okay, so Cicely.
All right, so
go ahead.
It's my brother, Dway. What makes a leader a leader? One in which, you know, I'm going to address a little bit more in regard to the traits or what have you, but I would say, first and foremost, everyone's a leader because you are leading your own life if no one else is.
Mm.
So everyone is by way of being born into life, going to, you know, lead your own life. And really, there's no age limit. I believe as of the time that you have conscious awareness, you know what I'm saying? You're able to have, like, conscious, you know what I'm saying, awareness of what is right and wrong, good or bad, you know what I'm saying, what is going on as far as you are concerned, then you are a leader of your life.
Yeah.
And I say that, I specify that, because that can start as early as 9 years old.
Mm.
It can go all the way up until 90 years old. So I believe that's what makes a leader, one who wants to govern their lives in a way that contributes to society. As far as productive citizenship. Yeah.
I love it.
And everyone owes society that back, by the way.
I know that's right. And passing that baton, because we're going to treat this thing like a relay race. You know what I mean? So she passing the baton to my girl, Tammy. Tammy, tell us, what makes a leader, in your opinion?
Hey, Dwayne. Just want to give a shout out to Team Train and all the listeners. I'm so glad to be here with you guys. I'm excited about the conferences coming up.
And the
whole standard, raising the standard of leadership, that's an amazing topic and so timely. Mm. I think a leader is anyone who influences movement.
Wow.
If you have the capacity to influence movement, whether you're the leader of your family or you're the leader of an organization or you're the leader of your crew, you're a team leader, the cafeteria leader, the hall monitor leader, whatever capacity that you can influence movement, you are a leader.
My goodness, that's deep. Wow, that's good stuff, because you know some folks, we're going to get to that. I like that. Yeah, okay, Tammy, that's good. So how about this? Let's go to my man Clark. Clark, and what I love is that we got a balance on this talk today, you know, around this topic, because we got two powerful, power-packed women and we got two power-packed men. So Clark, what makes you a leader, you know, and from a male's perspective?
Okay. What's up, Dwayne? First of all, thank you for allow me to come on the show, and I just want
to
give a shout out and let you know we're excited about April 12th. Excited to partner with you on your leadership conference.
That's what's up.
As far as what makes a leader, I think what makes a leader is their ability to be able to connect with people on two levels, both on a professional level and one on a personal level. And what I mean by a professional level, let's be clear, leaders love individuals on their team that are top performers, that drive results, and that think outside the box.
Wow.
On a more personal level, how will a leader react to those same individuals that perform all those different categories when tragedy strikes?
Wow.
A really good leader will be able to switch focus or change hats and be able to play more of a supportive role and encourage or an offer, you know, work-life balance, or giving those individuals the time that's needed to be there for their family.
Mm.
So I just think that, you know, leaders are, you know, individuals that can connect both professionally and personally with people.
Wow, that's good, Clark. I love it, man. See, I told you, Superman on the train. Superman is in the building. What's up, Osabi? Holler at us, man. Holler. Osabi,
right.
Talk to us, baby. What's up, man?
All right, I appreciate this opportunity to share and help with the conference, man. This is going to be a really big deal, and we thank God for it. So a leader is one who, two words, inspires and empowers. Those who inspire others based on their own ability to lead themselves.
Wow.
Their ability to be disciplined, their ability to live the life that God has given them to lead. Through their purpose, through the things that they do, they inspire others. And through that inspiration, they influence others.
Yeah.
And through that influencing, they begin to empower the others with the tools that they need to fulfill their purpose and live their life.
So man, that's
really
good.
Briefly in those two words, to inspire and to empower.
Wow. You know what, parents, students, teachers, leaders, everybody that's tuning in, I hope you're taking notes, because I promise you, you know, I'm taking notes. Every time I speak to anybody on the show, especially if I got Osazi, Sisley, or Tammy, this is my first time getting Clark on the train, but I'm taking notes because this thing is, it blesses me. It helps me out, because I'm going to tell you that what I think, you know, a leader is one that's always willing to learn how to be a better leader. You know, so for me, I'm always looking for those opportunities to be even better at it. So, you all, that's great. That's a great lead in piece. Let's move into another thing. Sisley, I'd like for you to kind of tackle these two questions I'm about to throw out right now. You know, are leaders born or are they developed? Because, you did speak to just, you know, the fact by way of existence, you know, we're here to lead. So, Sisley, talk a little bit about that right there. You know, are they born or are they developed?
Okay, so the qualification for you to come into, you know, position of leadership is, of course, being born, right? Being a human.
And more so,
right? So you got to be here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that qualifies you. Now, what establishes you, I would say, is that development therein. And I, the Lord led me to Luke 2 and 52, where it speaks about Jesus and how he grew and waxed strong in wisdom and favor and stature. Jesus himself had to grow into his leadership position.
That's awesome.
In wisdom and stature and favor. So, you know, we ain't no better than Jesus.
Come on now.
That's good. They are developed ultimately over time.
That's good. Now let me ask you this too, because I like that example of Christ. Now, for a parent, how can they help develop their child? And just quickly, can you touch that right there? What is a tip that you would give to a parent to help in that development process?
Absolutely. First and foremost, there's a Greek word that says shamar. We've spoken about this, Dwayne. Shamar means to hedge about and to keep, to safeguard. As in a garden, God issued commandment for Adam and Eve to shamar that garden, okay, to hedge it about, to safeguard it, to keep it. And so, first and foremost, parents, you have to do that with your own lives, because that image that you're placing before your children, they're watching constantly.
Mm.
Okay, and so that's really the only display that you need to provide. That's the start. That's the foundation.
Wow.
And then you can work on their own individual and unique development. But the first thing, as a leader of that parent, you have to lead your own life so that child can see the replication of what it is that they're expected to uphold.
I like that. So basically, by example, your example is that teaching piece to your child. I love it, because my dad used to tell me, and he was sitting up there firing up a cigarette, telling him, "Son, don't do this." And bro, man, be coughing and everything. don't do this. And he looking cool too. I was like, "Come on, man! I'm a cough and I'm a puff one too. What you talking about, man?" But you, but you're right. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. No, that's real good. Now let me ask you this too, Cicely. What are some effective leadership traits? Because, you know, we see things out there, and I like what you're saying, and this is a perfect flow, and that was my prayer for this whole panel talk, because when you got this type of talent, you want God to really orchestrate the flow of it, because you all are something. I got too much respect for each and every last one of y'all. So quickly, what are some effective traits, Cicely, so that people can just kind of begin to look in the mirror and self-check themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to run down real quick, just a, you know, list of 10, and you all can jot these down and, you know, flesh them out later yourselves. But one, honesty and integrity. Two, purpose. Three, kindness and compassion. Four, humility. Five, communication. Six, performance management.
Mm.
Seven, team development. Eight, courage, and I'll add boldness onto that.
Mm.
Nine, justice and fairness. 10, leadership development, and I'll add my bonus passion because I'm Pastor International, so you can't.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
passion.
You are, girl. Yeah.
You got
the
passion. Keep the fire burning. Yes.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love it. So how about this? I'm going to move to my next person that I'm going to have to talk about some things here, and I'd like to I like to ask Tammy, why don't you tell us, you know, who was your example of leadership and why? Because, you know, Cicely did talk about just that power of example. And we know today that our young people are just kind of, they riding with the wind. And not only them, adults. You know, you see Hollywood doing it. It's all over the place. But Tammy, why don't you tell, because, you know, you're an awesome leader. And I've seen you. I've worked side by side with you. And you're just a dynamic sister. So who is your example and why?
Well, thank you, Brother Duane, for the vote of confidence. I certainly appreciate your compliments. It means a lot. It keeps the system built up. I appreciate it.
Hey, Tammy, look, like, I ain't playing, girl. I've worked side by side with you. I'm like, man, this girl has skills.
Amen. You're my brother. Amen.
I know that's
Listen,
right.
I was thinking about that question for just mulling over it and just going through my mental files. Who do I see as a leader? For me, and I even think about growing up, I always look for someone who was able to be very real with me.
Mm.
A person who had just hands-on real truth to tell me, wasn't faking, wasn't shaking, who had a sense of integrity. And then two, I had a desire to stay connected to God. I wanted to know what God was saying and what God felt and who God really was. And so I looked toward my pastor.
Mm.
And so I just kind of want to share that out with your listeners or any of your teen groups, to look for those men and women who are mature and who keep it real, to tell you the truth. And then by all means, if you can connect with your Sunday school teacher, connect with your pastor, connect with people that you can look at and you can see that their walk, for the most part, is connected to God, that would be a good source of leadership.
Yes. Man, that's good, Tammy. That's real good. So we don't have to look, in essence, we don't have to look too far. We should be able to find somebody that's right in our circle, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Right within our circle, we'll find those people who've had enough experiences that can help us. You know, I used to hear growing up, you know, my mama would tell me stuff and say, I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I made. And now as I'm grown, I look back and see exactly what she was talking about. And I'm glad her voice was always in my ear. So you want to look for somebody who just tells you the truth so you don't have to make the same mistake. And by all means, those leaders who are connected to God.
Oh, yeah, that's it right there. And, you know, that's so perfect what you're saying, Tammy, because it leads right into the next thing I'd like for you to address, you know, because we got all type of leadership out here. And what we're going to do today, and the goal and the aim of today's show is to really make it crystal clear. You know, we're drawing a line in the sand, so focus, simply understand what it is we're talking about as it pertains to leadership. And this question that I have for you, Tammy, is what's the difference between good leadership and bad leadership? And how can we tell the difference between, you know, but between the two? Because, you know, I mean, when you look through history, you see, when I think about some of the things I've heard, influence, movement, I heard connection, I heard inspiring, and I heard empowering. I heard all these different adjectives to describe leadership. And then when I look at some of the people who've not done, in my opinion, good stuff, guess what? They was doing the same stuff. So why don't you share with our listeners, what's the difference between good leadership and bad leadership? And, you know, and how can we tell the difference? You know, what's the the difference between these two?
Okay, I think good leadership demonstrates. There's a demonstration. There's a role model of integrity.
Okay.
Good leadership always demonstrates the way that you should go. They don't just say it, do as I say and not as I do, but they actually demonstrate how you should be kind. They demonstrate the right attitude. They demonstrate the right intelligence. They demonstrate, if you're trying to get me to go to college, they demonstrate that they are a proponent of education. And so you want me to talk better, and they demonstrate how to talk, which, again, was why I really liked going back to my pastor example, because you look for your leaders to demonstrate how you should walk in your light with God. Now, I think a bad leader does just the opposite. They say one thing, and they don't do what they're saying.
Wow.
And so a lot of times, it's not as much as what you say, but it's what you do after what you said. A lot of times, people don't even care how much what you know. They care the demonstration of how you show how much you care.
Wow.
I'm a big proponent of that. And so demonstration speaks volumes. You can say you love me. You can say you love something, but most times that love is carried out through demonstration. Kindness is carried out through demonstrations. Words are powerful, but it's the act that's followed. A bad leader can say one thing, inspire something that he's not doing. Suggest something that he's not doing. Therefore, the results are never solidified, because the Bible says a tree is known by the fruit it bears.
Yes.
By the fruit that comes out. And so I think that's the difference. When you look for someone, look for their fruit. What are they actually demonstrating versus what they're saying? And then I'm inclined to follow the person who has saying it, and then they have fruit to show. They're demonstrating that this is really how you do it, even in the challenging times. Even at the hardest of times, how do they carry out what they've been saying?
Yeah, that's good, Tammy. My goodness. So I just had a flashback. I was thinking about when I was getting ready to go to college, I was getting ready to graduate from high school, and my uncle, who wasn't a leader, let me just first say that. Well, I guess he was, by way of definition, but he just wasn't no good leader, because that's brother going to tell me don't go to college. He was like, man, what you going to college for? He going to tell me that stuff white folks do. I was like, dude, this is not slavery, man. What is wrong with you? So this dude told me, Osazi, that's what he told me, bro. He said, why are you trying to go to college, man? He said, go get a job at the cemetery.
That's the perfect example. You're right. That's not the best leadership.
I called Osazi's name because this is the man. When you think purpose, his name pops up, because this brother is purpose-driven, real talk, you all. And this brother just dropped a new book and everything. I'm so excited about what's happening with him. Tammy, that was a powerful, powerful response to that question. That's good.
Yeah.
Osazi, why don't you tell us, how can a person develop his or her leadership ability? And is there a difference for male development versus female development?
Well, first of all, when we're talking about developing as a leader, I'd like to allude to my sister's point of being that example. Leadership is characterized by example, modeling a life of high character, having a high altitude attitude, you know, being a person of moral. When you're developing as a leader, it takes a word called discipline.
Yes.
A lot of times we know the right thing to do, but we don't always do it. Yeah. And I once heard it said that the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is that successful people do the things that unsuccessful people hate to do.
Wow.
So as developing, in developing as a leader, you must adopt a spirit, if you will. And I don't want to get too deep here, but you must have a spirit of discipline.
Come on now.
You must have it in your heart to do the right thing when you know what you're supposed to do it, and then do it for the right motivation. Do it for the right reason. Because again, as the sister alluded, the tree is known by its fruit. And eventually, in that same scripture says, that good can't come from a bad tree.
There you go.
Can't come from a good tree.
Come on now.
So in developing as a leader, it's not, you know, gender driven. This goes for both male and female.
I like that.
You have to be a person of your word. You have to have integrity. Mm. You have to model high moral character. You have to have a high altitude of attitude, because even when things aren't going as planned, or let me say as you plan, you still have to have an attitude of thanksgiving and gratitude and gratefulness. Yes. You still have to have a mindset that propels you forward and not looking in the rear view mirror. And we're talking about, you know, as you're driving forward in life, looking at the rear view mirror, looking at the past mistakes. You have to move forward.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to press on.
Yeah.
You have to keep the vision that God has given you in front of you and continue to press toward that mark.
Mm.
So in developing as a leader, you must maintain a certain level of discipline, you must have integrity, and you must keep the vision in front of you.
My goodness.
And that goes for both male and female.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. And see what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, to our listening audience. I don't know about you all, but they are literally wiping away the excuses for you to not assume your role as a leader. Because we need you. We need you. To those young people that are listening right now, like Uncle Sam say, we need you. Parents, we need you. You know what Osazi just said? I mean, he just made it crystal clear. It's not a gender thing. It's a discipline thing. It's a commitment
thing. President Wayne, can I jump in right
there
and give
you
one more
what,
quick,
Tammy,
quick
girl,
point?
You think I'm going to stop you, girl? Jump in, okay?
I want to celebrate my brother
off,
for his
okay?
new book. Yay, he got his new book out. But let me say this, for women, we can be leaders, too, without losing our woman, our femininity, our beauty, and without misusing our femininity or our beauty. He spoke beautifully. It's in the realm of discipline.
Yeah.
But ladies, young girls can step up and they don't have to be hard. They don't have to be masculine. Mm. They don't have to be overbearing. They don't have to be loud. They don't have to go all off the charts. We can walk in the beauty that God has given us as women and lead teams. We can lead organizations.
Yeah.
We can lead the community as women. Supporting our men, too, but like a lady.
My goodness. Boy, boy, boy. Look, it sounds like a preach coming on now, boy. I love it, Tammy. That's some good stuff. Osazi.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you share this, man? Why should leadership development be important to the generation of young people today? Because they, you know, I know you all hear this because every last one of us, we're either parents or we're actively involved in the lives of students, we're teachers, so on and so forth. I know Cicely is an educator / coach counselor. Same for Osazi. My brother Clark is a parent, you know, in a community. You know, we all doing this. The young people tell you in a minute, you know, hey, that's not important to me. You keep talking to me about it, but I don't see it. Osazi, can you help them to understand, make that thing, crystallize that thing for them? Why should leadership development be important to them right here, right now?
Okay, thank you. I want to say this first. When we think of any unit, any organization, any business, any government, it's all the people that make that up. The family unit is the people. Yeah. Any business or organization, it's the people. Any government, it's the people. And so with that being said, when we're talking about leadership, the nation, the people, the family is only as good as its leader.
Wow.
John Maxwell, in a book that he wrote, he talked about the law of the lid, which is a leadership principle, that the organization, the military, the government, you can only go as far or as high as your leadership. And with that being said, it's important to understand that, and particularly with the United States, and I want to talk about education a little bit in here too, because
yes, sir,
the workforce that we're putting out now is going to be leading us in the next 20, 30, 40 years.
Okay.
So it is imperative,
yes,
that this generation focus on the things that are important, not on superficial things, not on the fad of fashion and who's on BET and who got shot and so forth and so on.
Right.
We have to focus on the things that matter. Mm. And being a leader, especially in this generation, is critical because there's no one really leading or marking a good path, if you will. We have to raise up these leaders so that the output of the workforce that we're bringing up can lead the nation. If the nation continues to go in the direction that it's going now, it seems to be declining, and
yes,
that's
sir,
because of a moral depravity.
Yep.
The morality of our nation is suffering because nobody's standing up.
Yep.
No leader, if you will, is standing up for that high moral ground.
Yeah.
And with that being said, we have to raise that standard in this generation.
Come on.
Because,
now,
again, in the next decade, two, three decades, they're going to be president. They're going to be governor. They're going to be the CEO.
That's right.
And we have to raise them up in such a way so that they will be effectively leading our nation.
Yes.
Because the sister is pointing out so eloquently that there is bad leadership.
Come on now.
And there is good leadership.
Yes.
Because all of it is leadership now.
All of it is leadership.
So we have to put out good leaders.
Man, that's
so that's why I believe that it is very important that why leadership is important for this generation in particular.
Man, that was beautifully stated, man, and that was right on the money, because as you were talking, all of a sudden I've been thinking about the video games and the influence and how kids spend countless hours, you know, in front of a video game that is not even, I mean, they're not working no brain power at all. You know what I mean? Their fingers are getting strong, right? but that's the extent of it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, but that's what's happening. You know, people, and then they don't have any good socialization skills. And I know that for Cicely, I know that's a big, big deal for her too, being a counselor too. You know, it's just, you know, they that's why we have so much violence. You know what I mean? It's just they don't know how to problem solve. They don't know how to resolve conflict. You know, but what are you spending your time? Playing video games, right? The things that you just hit, Osazi, the things that are not important. And you know what, Clark, I'd like for you to share, you know, to the listening audience, you know, how did you become the leader that you are, man? When and how did you become a leader? When did you know that it was important, and when did you know that you were a leader?
Great question. First of all, because this question, I'm going to answer this question, and it's going to put me right into this segue of, first of all, giving a shout out to the greatest fraternity on this side of Earth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Fraternity Incorporated. and I say that because I thank God that, regardless of what we hear about the fraternities and the sororities, I thank God that I pledged Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, because it afforded me the opportunity on the collegiate level to become a leader. When I was a junior in college, I was elected to be vice president of my organization.
Wow.
And then I went on in my senior year and was elected to be president of my organization. And during that time, both junior year and senior year, I was also the stepmaster.
Ah!
All the leadership opportunities that one could have in one organization. And so at an early age, when I was, 19 or 20 years old, it really taught me, as the other panelists have been speaking about, leading by example is very important, because I had to act accordingly as it relates to acting as a leader on my campus, because all eyes was on me representing myself first and foremost, and then representing my organization. Two, I was leading my peers. So you're talking about that's very challenging when you're leading your peers, other individuals that are either the same age as you, younger than you, older than you. So you have to be able to lead by example and lead your peers, even when they're on your side and not mad at you or upset with you about something that didn't go their way in a meeting or something.
Yeah.
I had to learn how to stay focused and at the same time have fun because we were having fun when we were stepping against other fraternities. I had to learn how to prioritize my time between studying and getting involved in extracurricular activities. And then I had to learn about time management, you know, all of that at that young age. So my fraternity afforded me the opportunity to early on teaching me how to become a leader.
That's some good stuff, bro. You know, as you're talking, you know, that was basically the same road I took, man. It was interesting as I was listening to my brother Clark. I pledged Phi Beta Sigma my junior year also and was the president. I went right into the office of presidency and remained the president until I graduated and then went from there to being a grad advisor. And during my tenure, I was shifting the focus from just being a social organization to being a community organization, you know, where people see us by our works and not just our performances, you know, being able to be a leader on the campus. Our graduation rate was the highest on the campus. You know, we were doing some good stuff, man. So, I appreciate what you're saying because, you know, opportunities in life, really, you know, these are the opportunities that give us, you know, chances to develop the leader that's in us, as Cicely was talking about earlier with that development piece, you know, these situations. That's good stuff, Clark. How about this? What are some of the challenges? Now, I know you kind of touched on it, and it's beautiful what's happening here because even in your response to when you begin to see yourself as a leader, you did touch on just some of those delicate pieces of trying to balance it and manage it. But what are some universal challenges that you foresee people experiencing trying to remain an effective leader, and then how do you overcome that?
Okay, great question. Well, first of all, anytime you're put in a position to be a leader, there's sacrifices, okay, that comes with being a leader. And unfortunately, the higher you rise in life as a leader, There's unfortunately little to no room for error because there's high expectations that are put on leaders, wanting them to be near perfect or if not perfect at all. A lot of blame is placed on leaders when things go wrong. And it just comes with the job of being a leader. As a leader, you need to have, tough skin and, you know, be able to surpass those obstacles when you're not popular, making those unpopular decisions as a leader.
Yeah.
Those can be very challenging as a leader. But on the flip side, when you're talking about how to overcome these challenges, I think one of the ways is as a leader, you need to build you a strong team or make sure you surround yourself with people you can trust. And what I mean by that is make sure you have people in your life that are honest and will tell you what you don't want to hear. Versus people who will tell you what you do want to hear. So let me clarify that. You know, stop surrounding yourself around people agreeing with you when you know you're wrong. Okay?
So wait, Clark, let me interject something real quick. So Michael Jackson didn't have any good people around him there, did he? Did he?
Exactly.
I don't think so, bro, because he kept asking for that narcotic. And they kept giving it to him, right? And nobody
was
bold enough to stand up and tell that brother no. You know, but you see a lot of that, though, with celebrities. You know, people see they going down just like Justin Bieber. You know, this kid going down a path of destruction, and everybody want to stay. They too busy trying to, you know, make sure they got their bills paid instead of, you know, telling him what he needs to hear. That's good, man.
Yeah. So you need somebody in your life that's going to give you that honest feedback, you know, whether you're right or wrong. And I like to put it, categorize it as someone in your life is going to always tell you the good, bad, and ugly. And then last but not least, but what's most important, you need to have your mentor. And don't think that, you know, you only need one mentor in your life. You can have two, three, several mentors. Always have someone in your life that you can always pick up that phone and give them a call for advice. And there's no age limit on, you know, having a mentor. I'm almost 50 years old, and I still keep in close contact with my mentor.
Come on now.
I have no problem with picking up the phone and seeking, you know, good sound advice from my mentors anytime I need it. So make sure you surround yourself with some good mentors that you can pick up that phone and offer you some advice.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And what I like to do is I want to kind of toss that question out to everybody that's on the panel, because let's go with Cicely. Cicely, what has been, you know, maybe one or two challenges for you to remain the effective leader that you are, and how did you overcome that?
I would say that I have to start to welcome confrontation. You know, I didn't grow up like that. I grew up, you know what I'm saying, very much like the turtle and going inside my shell and running away from conflict. Healthy confrontation is good.
Mm.
It stretches you and it allows you an opportunity to gain conscious awareness and to be able to see on a different plane. And so you need to be able to, you know, be okay with agreeing to disagree sometimes.
Mm.
As a leader, you have to stand your ground on your own principles and values because it is your vision and your life.
Wow.
So don't let anyone come, you know what I'm saying, on the inside of your garden and tell you how to tend to it.
Mm. I love it. I love it. Let me hear from Tammy. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Cicely. Where are you still going?
Outside of God. He's the only keeper that's allowed in that can tell you how to tend to it. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, he gives you the vision. I mean,
yes.
Obvious, you know, and so he's right there with you. But other than that, yeah. Just be able to stand your ground.
I love it, Cicely. I love it. You know, every time you start talking, girl, I sit back because I'm like, wow, here it comes, boy. You got to let it rip. Tammy, talk to us, girl. What has been an obstacle for you, Tammy, as a leader? And I love how Clark set that whole piece up when he was talking about that, and I just feel compelled to bring that back to everybody. I know that wasn't my original plan, but I'm just going to flow with it. Tammy, what has been an obstacle for you as a leader, and how did you overcome it? Because every last one of you all's leadership ability, somebody that's listening can identify to your leadership style. And that's the beauty of God. You know, God has made us all individuals, and he's done that by design, because every last one of us has an anointing to attract a certain people group, and there's going to be that leadership that they're going to be able to identify with. So, Tammy, talk about yours a little bit, and how did you overcome?
I think the previous brother kind of summed it up in terms of mentorship.
Mm.
I think for me, the biggest piece was finding someone that I can confide in who wouldn't destroy my character once they realized I had weaknesses.
Ooh.
And so finding someone who could walk with me as I developed.
Yeah.
As I developed, as I learned who I was. I mean, personal identification is a very strong piece of your confidence. When you know who you are, you don't have to argue. You don't have to fight with anybody. You walk in who God has ordained you to be. And sometimes you have to have people in your life that can help you to identify who you are. This generation is faced with a lot of identity issues and concerns and questions. So to have a confidant, somebody in your life who can love you and who can help you develop beyond your weaknesses, the things that challenge you in secrecy. That's a big piece. Trying to develop, be a leader when you've got secrets in your closet. Those things at some point will show up in your leadership.
Yes.
They'll show up in something that you say or how you interact with the community. It'll show up. So it's best to have someone who could pray with you, help you to be honest with where you are, and to help you to develop into the person that God ordained you to be from the very beginning.
Wow.
So mentorship.
I love it. Osavi, tell us and share with us an obstacle, and how have you overcome that?
Well, to be an original, unique person, a lot of times people attempt to fit in. Because somehow, you know, well, I'll use me an example. Used to try to fit in being an only child, being raised single parent, South Side of Chicago. You know the drill.
Yes,
and
sir.
A lot of times, it's almost like you have to fit the mold of the group in order to be accepted. But God has showed me, like my sister just mentioned, you have to be a unique original. You have to come to grips with who God created you to be. You know, everybody has their own strengths, and I have strengths, and there are things that I'm challenged with. And mentoring is a huge point part of that, too. Find someone who you can confide in. Find someone who's modeling their life after Christ in maybe an industry or something that you see yourself doing.
Yes.
Learn from that. Glean from that. But don't ever lose sight of the fact that God created you to be an original you. He only created one of you, and he has a specific, unique purpose for you. And that's what helps me every day. I'm not talking about that.
Hallelujah.
I know that's
every
right.
God made me.
We might as well open the door to the church right now.
And it's not just a plug. It's not just a plug for my book, but that's the reason he gave me the title. Listen, the book is Precision Purpose. Enjoying the signature life you were born to live.
I know that's right.
And many times that's the problem with today's society. We're all competing and comparing ourselves. That's a reproach to our maker. That's a reproach to God. You're saying, God, you didn't make me good enough, so I'm going to be like the man down the street. I'm going to be like the woman. And that is a reproach to God.
Yeah.
But once you get into your secret, in the secret place of the Most High God, and he tells you, he whispers in your ear, he tells you, son, daughter, I love you. This is what I want you to do. Then you can move out in confidence, boldness, courageously, and take land.
Yeah, and that,
as a leader, was a challenge that I had to deal with, and I continually deal with it, you know, not as much as before, but you always have to remind yourself, wait a minute, I have a signature purpose. God has created me for a specific call, and because I see the one down the street or the one on TV doing successfully in their purpose, that doesn't mean that I'm going to be successful doing what they do, because that's not my call.
Come on down.
And that's what time it is.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. You take it off, bro. That plane was going higher and higher and higher. I felt it, man. But you know what, brother? Plug that book. That's what's happening, man, because everybody, I'm telling you, I don't know about you all, but this sounds like we need a part two. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but it sounds like we need a part two. Am I the only person feeling that way?
I'm with you. Sign me up.
Yeah. You know what? Y'all need to holler back at a brother, because you know what? I need to know what y'all got going next Saturday, because we looking at 2 weeks before the explosion, and that's when the standard, we raising that banner. We going, it's a war. We kicking this thing off. We sounding the alarm, okay? And that's April 12th. And I want to say this to all of our listeners. These four talented people right now that are on this radio talk show are going to be presenters. So if you were inspired, if you, I'm telling you, I'm so fired up. Look, they got me so charged. I want y'all to, for real, let me know, you know, text me, email me, Instagram me, whatever, okay? Put the bat signal out there. Let me know what y'all got going next week, because we got to kick this thing off again, because it's just so much to be said about leadership. And you know what? And I just really want to just exhaust this thing all the way out. And it leads me into the last thing I want to ask everybody. You know, I did say to the listening audience, the four of you all are a part of the program, a part of the conference, and it's our conference. Can you, Cicely, tell our listeners, what's your role at the conference next April 12th? What's your role?
Well, I'll be a workshop presenter. And, you know, leading with the theme of excellence and accountability and determination. So looking forward to working with the young ladies there in that regard.
Yes. Tammy, tell them. Tell them what's your role.
Hi. My role is a presenter as well. I think I'm going to focus on determination, because that's my testimony.
Ooh.
Right.
Okay. Look, I hear it in your voice, Tammy.
That's my testimony, how to overcome and keep moving forward.
I know that's right. Talk to him, Osazi. What's your role in the conference, bruh?
All right. I'll be a workshop presenter, and I'll be explaining and teaching and instructing how to be excellent in your purpose, how to be accountable in your life, and how to be determined to fulfill your destiny.
Watch yourself, boy. Look out now. Look, I need to make sure I'm at every last one of these workshops. Clark, Superman, holler at him, baby. What you doing?
Hey, I'm excited, man. I'll be a workshop presenter as well, and I'll be presenting a workshop entitled Personal Branding. I'll be taking a deeper dive into the definition of personal branding and also discussing with my workshop participants the 7 steps to building your personal brand.
My goodness. So I don't know about the listening audience, but this stuff is going to be off the charts. What's the new lingo today, y'all? I think I might be showing my age when I say off the charts.
What's up? Is there a possibility to have a brief panel at the conference?
You know what? You better know. The possibilities are endless, Tammy. Because, see, girl, you determined, so you know we'll do it. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to talk to my man Doug at BBS Radio. We're going to be live with 3T Radio there as well. So everybody that's a part of this, that's right. Woo, 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 woo. All y'all going to be on the show doing your thing. And I just want to just say this to everybody. The theme is raising the standard that came directly from God. Like people say, oh, wow, I've heard that before. Well, you might keep hearing it, but guess what? We raising the standard, and we talking specifically about leadership. We talking about being a leader. We talking about walking in excellence, going from ground to flight. Everybody that's on this radio show today, they are airborne. These folk not on the ground crawling around. They up doing their thing. Being accountable. They talked about it. Being accountable. You have to be accountable to yourself and to others. We got to be respectful along this journey. You know, people stepping on folks on their way up. But guess what? You're going to pass them. Finish my sentence, everybody. On your way down. So you better treat folks right. Okay, then being determined, and Tammy hit that. That's our testimony. Tammy getting on, well, she ready to go with that. The conference is Saturday, April 12th, 2014 at Triton College. That's 2000 Fifth Avenue, River Grove, Illinois. For people who may be trying to figure out, 2000 River Grove, it's North Avenue and 5th. If you're over there, it's the Delta Sonic North Avenue, busy, busy strip, okay? You know, and then you got the White Castles. These are just some of the landmarks. Triton College is the biggest college, you know, around. It's the only one in that area. We are on the campus doing this thing. And just to share with you all the lineup, we got my man Charles Talbert, who's our keynote speaker. Charles going to blow it up, set it off. Got my girl Tiffany Jordan. She's going to be there. My man Pastor Teddy Matthews. My man Pastor David Winston. We got LaShawn K. Ford, state rep LaShawn K. Ford. We got my girl Cicely Wilson, who passionate, extraordinaire. Watch yourself, Cicely. We got Tiffany Floyd. You know, when you all go to the website, she look like she just graduated. Well, that's like a picture from about 15 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. But Tiffany Floyd going to be there. She's dropping bombs, talking about your financial planning for school. Got my man Clark, Superman Brantley, going to tear it up. We got Tammy Morris in the house, and none other than my man Osazi Purpose Man Thompson. And I don't know about you. I've heard this brother speak, teach. I've heard every last word. I'm looking so forward to hearing Clark and Tiffany Floyd. I heard everybody else and all y'all just, it's good stuff. And not only that, do we stop there, you all. This conference is connected to a concert. So not only do we want to empower the listeners with these life-changing, life application principles, we got a Christian hip-hop rap concert that's going down right afterwards. My man Thistle coming in from St. Louis, and this brother is going to come up, and he this brother's dynamite. I don't know if anybody ever heard Thistle, but you can go to the website, the Teen Train website, and you go to our playlist. We got about 4 or 5 of his songs on the website. This brother's the bomb. He loves the Lord, and he ministers. And then we got my man Jitta, who's going to open up for him. You know, Jesus is the answer. That's what Jitta stands for. This brother's the bomb. And then we got the militia. My girl Nakia Young, who dropped an album, The Victorious One. I think y'all know Nakia, don't you?
Yeah, Nakia
gonna come over there and do her thing. So we're gonna let Nakia throw down for us also. So it's gonna be a powerful, powerful, powerful event. We want everybody to register today. You know, please register, get there. Parents, come on out, be down. You don't want to miss this. I think it would just be bad for you to miss it. That's all I got to say about that. But not only are we gonna have all that going on, those who have products, you know, they're gonna be vendors. My man Osazi, I believe you're gonna be there with your book, right, Osazi?
Yes, sir.
So Osazi's gonna be there with his book, his products, and anybody else on here. Anybody else got products, books that'll be out as well?
Not yet.
Not yet, but on the way. That's right. In the works. I know that's right. Look, okay, I know that's right. So for our listening audience, we just really want to let you all know you need to be there. Everybody that's on this this show right now, I'm going to give you all about 30 seconds. I want you to give them just some parting words, kind of like my man Don Cornelius used to do it for him, you know, when he was getting ready to wrap up the thing. That brother boy, you're rocking that fro with the big old glasses. But you know what? I want you to just give them about a 30-second little cliffhanger. Let them know. And then the thing about it is this: we gonna try to connect. I'm saying this to everybody right now. Take a look at your schedules to see if we could pick back up, you know, for next week. But also to your question, Tammy, yes, we will have a Soprano Talk. We will make it happen. Okay. So Cicely, kick it off. Give us something in about 30 seconds, girl. I know that might be a challenge for you to wrap it in 30 seconds, but.
My people, thank you for having me on today. I want to encourage you just in the place of leadership. Leading your own life first and foremost is so, so very important to me. I deem you a success. If you have not successfully or productively learned to lead anyone else, if it was only yourself and you went to the grave, you have lived a fulfilled life. Because starting with yourself and tending your own garden sometimes is the most challenging thing that you can do. Because anybody and everybody, you know, we counselors and teachers, me and Dwayne, and we
yes.
do that. It's easy to tell somebody else, but when it comes to yourself,
come on, girl.
That it takes to actually live what you teach, that is going to be one of the most challenging things you'll do. So lead your own life, people, and you will see the destiny that you were meant to have.
Come on, somebody. Very well said, Cicely. So you know what you and I are going to do as fellow counselors. We're going to have to counsel each other, too, you know? Okay, I know that's right. Look, Cicely, I got to make an appointment to sit on your couch, girl, so you can talk to me. Help a brother out.
Okay.
Girl, please. Look. We ain't done. Look. We ain't done. Come on, Tammy. Look, Tammy. Talk to him, girl.
I just want to give a shout out to all the misses by saying God loves you. He cares about your future, your destiny, where you are, where you're going. He has purpose for your life, and as he's calling you to strengthen your leadership skills, just know you're not alone. Just know that he has people on the sidelines who are praying for you, who are calling out your name. Even if we don't know your name per se personally, he'll drop your name in our heart and we'll pray for you to be successful this year. Stay encouraged as you walk your journey. You are loved by God himself.
I love it. That's what's up. Talk to him, Clark. Holler at him.
Hey, this is to all the listeners. I just want to leave you all with two important points. One, always stay true to yourself. And like the brother said on the panel, he said, you know, be unique. And then the second point I want to leave with all the listeners, if you don't take anything else from these panelists today, always remember, treat people how you like to be treated.
Oh, yeah.
And you never go wrong.
I love it.
Thank you all for listening. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what's up, Black. That's what's up. Now, Sazi, the real deal. Talk to him, baby. What's up?
Just want to say, want to thank you very much again for allowing me to be on the panel to share the things that God has given me. I don't take credit for this. I give God all the glory and honor in this. And as a leader, that is paramount. To be an effective leader, remain humble. Understand that God has given you these giftings and the grace to do what you do. And remember to be faithful in your lane. Don't compete. Don't compare with your brothers and sisters. You don't have to do that. God loves you. God is for you. He has made you a unique original. And just be blessed.
I know that's right.
And walk in victory.
Come on now, Sazi. That's what's up. And you know what? Before we close out the show, there's the train is starting to slow down because, you know, we got to bring it to a stop before we get off it because, you know, it's dangerous to try to get off a moving train. So I want to, first of all, give shouts out to our sponsors for Lee 2014, Raising the Standard. Boom, 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 boom. Team Train is one of the sponsors. Ray of Hope is one of the sponsors. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated is one of the sponsors. BP is one of the sponsors. The Teal Firms with attorney Demetrius Evans is one of the sponsors. Triton College, one of our sponsors. DDG, which is Daniel Design Group, one of our sponsors. AT&T, BBS Radio, Yale, one of our sponsors. Charter One Bank, the Hinton Law Offices, and attorney Steve Kreffis, one of our sponsors. To our sponsors, we love you all. We appreciate your sponsorship that allows the young people to be able to come out and be present for this event, and it helps us to do what we do, and that's change lives. So to our guests, to the passengers that was on 3T Radio today, I got number love for each and every last one of you all. Take a look at your schedule, see what's your availability next week, and holler back at a brother because you know what? We not done. We not done. So you know what? And to our listening audience, thank you for tuning in today. I pray something was said that changed your life. I know it was because I know something was said because me sitting where I am, I've been blessed. I've been empowered. And my love, respect, and admiration for these people who are on this talk show today has grown to a whole nother level because, you know, just to see and hear how God is moving in their lives. And that's what we're talking about, God-centered leadership, because really that's the only real leadership, that leadership that's inspired by God. Because we know, like Osazi and everybody else said on the show, you got leaders that are good and bad. You decide what type of leader you're going to be. I hope there's something said today that challenged you, to our listening audience and to the parents. You know, I heard Tammy talk about your example. You know, you make sure mom and dad, this is not condemnation, not at all, because I'm a parent, and I'm the first to look in that mirror. My kids, we got such a relationship that if I'm wrong, they'll say, Dad, you wrong, and I don't go get the belt, y'all, even though I be wanting to. You know, I'm like, man, I'm going to get with these jokers. But no, they telling me something, Dad, you said something that, you know, you doing something you said different. And I'm like, wow, let me take a look at that. That's real leadership. Leadership is admitting that you still need to grow in some areas. Would you all agree?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, and I like what Tammy said, you know, being at a place where, you know, when you, you know, man, you can let your guard down, you know, because ain't nobody perfect. You know, we all walk around here, still work in progress. And that's what 3T Radio is all about. You know, we're about working with people that want to just be better people. You know, we want to share stuff that's going to empower you to want to be a part of a better life for yourself first. Because if you're a better person, you're going to make everybody else around you better. So with that being said, we thank you all for tuning in. I thank you all for riding the train today to my passengers. This train is pulling into the dock. 3T Radio is getting ready to check out. We love you all. Until next week, keep riding by faith. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated if they feeling jaded about